being clouded by disorganized thoughts, obsessive thoughts, fears, trying to control situations.
Happy Wednesday, May 27th. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. I did not sleep well. It's one of those nights where there is literally not enough coffee in the world. Danielle, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the things that I wanted to, the reason I wanted to have you on is to just talk something that I've heard you mention a couple times, and it kind of brought my mind to it. It's this idea that, like, right now we're in such a odd spot to try to make any kind of move, any kind of forward progress, really, it seems like, as far as like business growth or personal development growth. It seems like we're in a place, I know for myself at least, I've really had a difficult time trying to find clarity in decisions about any of the like larger aspects of my life. And I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about why that is. So if other people are struggling with the same or kind of beating themselves up for not having clarity, we could maybe shed some light on that.
Yeah, love to break it down. So I think what this conversation stemmed off of was I made the comment that I told the girl that does nutrition for Alpha Femme that I just made it clear to her that I wasn't making any big, bold business moves in the near future until the COVID situation, I guess, gave us a little bit more clarity. And the reason I say that is because, one, I feel like I'm getting this sense that we're all being asked to slow down right now. And so who am I to go against this divine principle of slowing down? And I feel like if I did move forth into this big growth experience for my business, it would come from force and not authentic desire to help and serve. And so what I have done is I've kind of challenged myself to get comfortable in the stillness of what this time has offered and not produce from a fear-based place, produce from a place that just feels very divinely guided, I guess you could say. But the whole purpose is because right now there's a lot of chaos, and I feel like we had an episode about, like, you know, collective trauma. And so I feel like right now there's a lot of disintegration within a lot of nervous systems. And so the way that I have been studying the nervous system is that you want to make choices from a place of social engagement, meaning your window of tolerance to make decisions is not in a sympathetic state, but it's also not in a excessively parasympathetic state, so a place of shutdown. And so I think that although we might not realize it because this is ongoing and it's a chronic timeline, I think that there's a lot of nervous system dysregulation going on right now, and a lot of decisions are being made from that place. And so we're being clouded by disorganized thoughts, obsessive thoughts, fears, trying to control situations, inauthenticity because we're not connected to our body and our spirit and what we truly want to produce. And so I think with that, that is really why I've chosen to not make any big decisions during this time.
Man, I had things I wanted to unpack from that, but I am starting to forget them all because there was a lot packed in there. But I think the first thing that you mentioned that's worth bringing up is, like, you know, you can tell this in your own life intuitively by whether or not it does feel forced, right? It's not that things should be easy, specifically when it comes to growing a business or even growing yourself, like, you know, your own mental and emotional state. Those are very difficult journeys, but there's an element of ease when you're in alignment and you can feel like even when things are tough that you're in the right spot. And it's kind of hard to tell that if you're not used to listening to yourself. And the problem is, though, if you try to force things, you know, anytime that force is used in the world, it creates an opponent force. There's something pushing back at you just as hard as you're pushing. And so it just never, you know, there's nothing you could ever force that would actually work out in the long term. And then the second part of that that I really like that you'd mentioned is like this sweet spot for the nervous system, because we tend to think, you know, you want to have a sense of safety so that you have clarity to make a good decision, right? And so, you know, you people that grow up with really unsafe homes, they tend to not be risk takers in adult life because they view the world as an unsafe place, a place that you shouldn't take risks from.
Or they're addicted to taking risks themselves. And so they're addicted to the trauma, basically.
Right. They've learned to stabilize themselves within it. And so they crave it in a way.
Right. So it's either or. But they're both at, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum.
Totally. But then there's also this idea that there's a certain alertness that you do want, right? That's not super parasympathetic. And one of the reasons I've been so fiercely critical of the media right now and the government as well a little bit is like this idea that, you know, the first weapon that people pick up is fear, right? And so one of the things I don't think that we think about or that needs to enter the conversation is like, we have these people that we look up to for leadership. So when the first thing that they do is turn everybody's nervous systems on, right, through fear, like in Colorado, remember that one tweet the governor said, now's not the time to die. Truly, those were the words that he used. It's like, what you just did is turned on all of your citizens' nervous systems. So now we have an actual problem that is compounded by another problem, which is everybody's inability to make good decisions in this time, right? And so I think they do it because, I don't know that they're intellectually lazy or dumb, but maybe they just aren't, they're not forward thinking as far as like the repercussions of their actions. But I do think that this is a important thing for us as individuals to take ownership over, because I don't think we're gonna get it from the media or from the political sphere at all. I think that learning to regulate your own nervous system, knowing when to push, when to pull back, are things that we need to, those are decisions that we need to make individually.
Well, I think that for people that are doing that and that's their tactic, it could be potentially their false sense of safety, right? And so we talked about this, them trying to create safety from an external standpoint, because if they go internally with themselves, it's chaos. Mm. And so the easiest thing to do is to go external. And so for me personally, like, that's where I think principles of the divine feminine come in, because it's down and in. And so you can go with the ebbs and flows of whatever chaos
presents itself.
Yeah. And you can kind of ride that wave. But then you have this deep knowing of when to go out. So when to actually go into the masculine instead of just using that masculine principle and going external always, because you can't be internal.
Hmm.
And I think that having discernment between, are you doing this to create safety for yourself, or can you actually create safety for yourself internally and then move outward? Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing I think we need to understand about chaos that's hard for me, is it's a very visceral experience, right? No matter you're thinking it, it starts with a thought, of course, but that feeling is transmuted into a visceral.
I think it starts with a sensation. I think the sensation
starts,
is first. Yes. But our society is taught to be top-down humans. And so we're taught to think about how we feel instead of, we feel something, we have this sensation, let's regulate that sensation and calm ourselves, then think.
Yeah, well, I think just because, okay, so if I'm reading a tweet, it's coming through my perceptual lens of mind before the body knows what it, without mind, without thought, the mind doesn't know what that means, right? The body doesn't.
Well, I think you attach meaning to it as soon as you attach thought to it, typically.
Totally.
But I think that, you know, just getting curious. It's not about being perfect, about understanding what's going on, why it's going on. It's like, okay, so maybe now if we're in a chaotic situation, instead of going external and trying to like quell our fears externally, maybe we can just turn a little bit towards ourselves.
Mm.
And it's not going to be perfect. It's probably going to be super messy and feel like chaos. But the more that you practice that and the more that you get curious, I think the more that authenticity comes out, because it's like you're giving yourself permission to be you.
Mm. Yeah, totally. And so that is, I guess that's the perfect segue into how I wanted to sort of wrap the show up, which is thinking of like, so for people that are listening, how do you begin this process of trying to find a better internal state so that you can make better decisions, or at least so that you can be at ease with what is? Because that's the real problem, is we're really fighting what is by trying to, like you said, embody masculine principles, just doing, you know, succeeding, pushing forward without acknowledging the visceral chaos that we're actually feeling. And so for you, that sounds like where that begins is simply turning inward.
Yeah, and I think that turning inwards with curiosity, not judgment. I think that our first go-to is to turn inwards with a lot of judgment and criticism for ourselves, for feeling weak or less than, or comparing ourselves to others. But I think that it comes with a curiosity, and with that curiosity, I think it's Hillary Jacobs Hendel who wrote It's Not Always Depression. In that book, she suggests when noticing sensations, because a lot of people aren't familiar with it, you know, just using the term notice that. You know, whether it's an emotion or a sensation or whatever's coming up, just notice it and not attach anything to it, and just see how that is for you.
Yeah.
It takes practice, just like anything else, you know, and I think that we just have to get good at not being good at things.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I mean, we're taught, you know, I mean, I think a lot of our anxiety just comes from the fact that you know, we're in an uncontrollable world, but we have a culture that's been taught to always be in control, right? So we have so much trouble just letting go and being in that uneasy space of not knowing things or not knowing what to do. And to that aspect, I guess, you know, we don't give ourselves permission to be us long before anybody else has any power to do that, right? I mean, at the end of the day, when you have a feeling state, if you're not feeling it, you are signaling to yourself that it's not okay to be who you are. And so it really has nothing to do with anybody else. It starts inward.
Yeah. And I think that by doing that, even if it's one time, and even if it sucks, and even if you're not that good at it, you're teaching yourself to trust yourself in times of chaos.
Yeah.
You're telling yourself like, okay, things are not that great right now, but I'm feeling this and that's okay. What can I do in the future to kind of help this sensation move through with a little bit more ease? And once you can actually sit with those uncomfortable sensations, that develops trust. And I think that comes like full circle to, you know, the business about making decisions within my business. It's like, I didn't trust myself to make decisions when this thing started.
Yeah.
And I knew that. It was like a deep knowing that I'm like, yeah, no. But now I've come to this place where I feel like I'm starting to understand what my place is, and I trust it a lot more. So yeah.
And okay, so that's like the perfect wrap-up point, which was the leadership thing I wanted to mention quickly that you'd mentioned at the beginning, which is like you know, instantly kind of just talked to Megan and were like, listen, I'm not going to make big business decisions right at this moment. And I think what happens is when, you know, especially when people are, you know, when people are relying on you, I can think back to my own leadership positions in the military and stuff. People are like kind of relying on you to have an answer. And so you force an answer that isn't right, that's not really correct. And I think where that's misguided is really, if there isn't an answer, there isn't an answer. You manufacturing one isn't changing reality. What I think people really want to know is that you're there with them, that you're there for them, that you're supporting them, that whatever it is that you're going through, you're not like cutting them to the wolves. That's what they actually want to know, right?
It's totally.
So I think, you know, when people turn on the media and, you know, turn on the news and the media instantly flips their nervous system on, and then they go to work and, you know, there's more reactivity. It's like what people need is actually to know that just like every other thing that we've been through, we're going to get through it, but we'll do it together.
Yeah, I think no one wants perfection. They just want people.
Totally.
And I think that's not what we've been kind of fed throughout this. I think that the governor of New York, the mayor, governor of New York, he's been a really good leader because he's acknowledged the humanity in all of this. And I think that that's what we need, is humanity.
Yeah.
And humility.
Totally. So usually I end this by asking people like, oh, where can they follow you? But tonight, pretty much everyone that listens to this knows that I'm dating you and live with you. So, you have Alpha Femme Live every Wednesday night at 6:30, and you have some like seriously big name guests on there, which is great. Like some amazing conversations. And tonight, it will be Jeff DePazzi, founder of the SFE, and I'll be joining as well.
Yeah, it's 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Time. Yeah. So if you guys want to check it out, it's on my live at Beaver 20 on Instagram.
Cool. Hope to see you guys there. Thanks.